Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, December 8th, 2017. Only weeks after Siemens announced layoffs, more bad news is coming from the U.S. company General Electric. GE plans to close the power conversion factory in Marienfelde. While a spokesperson of the company did not disclose exact numbers, workers' union IG Metall estimates that in Berlin, this would cost 500 jobs. A total of 1,600 jobs across Germany will be cut by GE. Klaus Abel from the workers' union already announced resistance by using all work constitutional and union political possibilities to find and enforce alternative plans. Abel finds himself supported by politicians. For example, Mayor Michael Müller demanded to refrain from dismissals for operational reasons. Only in 2013, GE received 1.3 million euro from the state of Berlin to extend the Marienfelde location with a training center. Police President Klaus Kant is moving into the focus of investigators regarding an ongoing scandal on dilapidated shooting ranges. Berlin Briefing reported earlier this year about this scandal regarding a nomination for Attorney General of former police Vice President Margarete Koppers. Confirmed by the Public Prosecutor's Office, the allegations against Kant are on personal injury in public office and violation of the Chemicals Ordinance. The scandal was uncovered by RBB in 2015. The suspicion is that policemen and women were exposed to toxic and cancerous powder vapors for years. The ventilation was not working properly, which has been known by the authorities since 2010. Mr. Kant has been in office since 2012. The shooting ranges were only closed in 2013 and 2014. 12 students at a Zehlendorf high school were injured by irritant gas. The 13 to 15-year-old kids found a gas bottle in a chemistry room, and when one of the students picked up the bottle and handed it to his friend, the gas was accidentally released. Five of them had to be treated in the hospital, and the student who handled the bottle is now being investigated for causing negligent bodily harm. It is unclear, however, why the bottle was in the room in the first place. Hertha BSC Berlin has not made it out of the group stage of the UEFA Europa League. This was already clear before yesterday's last group stage game against Swedish team Östersunds FK. The game ended in a 1-1 draw. Hertha trainer Paul Dardai used the game to give talents a new chance. 18-year-old American goalkeeper Jonathan Klinsmann played his first regular game for Hertha. He did an outstanding job and saved a penalty kick. Baywatch celebrity and singer David Hasselhoff has a special relationship to the Berlin Wall, as he performed in front of the Brandenburg Gate on New Year's Eve 89 into 90, a time when he enjoyed more popularity in Germany than in the U.S. In 2013, he came to Berlin to protest the construction of a luxury hotel along with thousands of demonstrators at the East Side Gallery. He now might visit Berlin again for a new protest, as another hotel complex is planned next to the East Side Gallery. Hasselhoff has already addressed a video message to Mayor Michael Müller and demanded, quote, no more buildings by the Berlin Wall. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.